94.1, and we welcome our guest, Cheryl Pope. Cheryl, how are you?
Hi, I'm great.
What's going on in Detroit?
Well, there's a lot going on in Detroit, but the weather's nice. You know, it had been raining, and actually it snowed last week. So.
Really? Wow. You have a new book, a very interesting book, and a good read.
25 Ways to Make Your Child Feel Special.
Feel special. Okay. What prompted you to write a book like this, Cheryl?
Well, I've always known that I wanted to write a book, I guess from the time I knew that I could write. And I just, you know, at the time didn't know what type of book that I wanted to write or what I knew enough of to sustain a whole book. I, you know, just started thinking of some things that I know about, and it's children is one. I have two children, and I have nieces and nephews, and I just started to write down things that I've done with them or things that I want to do with them.
Why is it important to let children know that they are special?
Well, children are God's gift to us, and they need to know that they are special. Children sometimes will act out if they don't get attention. And so they're going to get the attention one way or another, whether it's positive or negatively. And so I think that making them feel special will make them, you know, act a certain way. I've done some initial research and found that children who feel that they are loved and made to feel special actually perform well in school.
Why? Well, let me ask you this. Let me give you a scenario since you mentioned school. Okay. What do you tell a 9-year-old who says, "Mom, I'm tired of school. I don't want to go to school. School is boring."
Okay, well, at 9 years old, they're still relatively young, and obviously there's, you know, something going on in school that makes it boring, but what you can do as a parent is make it fun. I mean, you know, there are so many things that you can do at home. Say, for instance, that the child thinks that math is boring. Well, have them help you prepare a meal in the kitchen, and then you can use that to let them know about math skills, such as measuring. You know, they can use the measuring cup or the measuring spoons, and then you say, "This is math." And then they'll, you know, say, "Well, this is fun." So you can flip it around, you know, and make them feel special with that.
Let's talk about some of those 25 ways.
Okay.
Give me a list of some of those 25 ways and just explain to me those ways that would make a child feel special.
Okay, well, the very first one that I'll give you is actually the first item in the book, and it is to create a special day for your child. And this is aside from their birthday, which they know more than likely their parents are going to, you know, do something really special for them. But aside from their birthday, pick a day, maybe once a month, to do something special. My son, who's actually, he's 17 now, I started implementing this with him when he was about 2. And his name is Marty, and so we would have a Marty Day once a month. And he could do whatever he wanted to do on that day. And he loves it. He talks about it to this day because we've kind of, you know, he still does some things, but we don't call it Marty Day anymore.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a little older. You know, he's a teenager, so.
Hey.
Yeah. That's one of the things. Also, since we're on the radio, one of the ideas is to call the radio station and dedicate a song to your child.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a fun thing to do. And also newspapers. Newspapers are looking for human interest stories all the time. So if your child has, you know, made the honor roll, you know, send that information to the paper. If he has received an award for most improved or he has done some humanitarian things, you can send that information to your local newspaper and, you know, jazz it up, make it newsworthy, and they'll print the story.
Our guest is author Cheryl Pope. The book, 25 Ways to Make Your Children Feel Special. What do you say to a 17-year-old who just graduated from high school, and she says, "Mom, I'm in love. I'm ready to get married." Now, you've been molding this 17-year-old for years, using your method with the 25 ways to make her feel special. What do you say to someone like that?
Oh, wow. That is a great, great question. Actually, I do have a 17-year-old, but he's a boy. But still, I guess it can, you know, can be directed to him as well. What I would tell the child is that if they really feel, you know, if they're in love, and you don't minimize their feelings, because if whatever love they feel, you know, it's real for them. Basically, what I would tell my child is that if it's really true love, then love will wait. It'll wait until you finish, you know, your schooling, because that's very important. Just make, you know, let them know that you love them, whatever decision that they make, but that you would suggest that they waited a while, you know, and got some education behind them, maybe traveled some, and again, if it's really true love, then that person will wait for them.
So the method I would use is to say, "You have lost your mind. That's not the right method."
Oh, no.
Go to
I really
your
don't
room.
Think so, because, you know, a lot of kids, you know, will take that, jump on the defense with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they may just do it just out of spite. You know, if you say no, then that means yes.
Well, you know, a dad, the first thing a dad's going to say, "Are you crazy?"
Right. You know. Well, you know, that's the first thing, yeah, a dad would say, and maybe a mom, too. But, you know, you have to, you know, psychology, you know, with the children. You have to just psych them up a little bit.
Hey, 25 ways to make your children feel special. Why is it important to really make your children feel special?
Well, they need that. You know, they need that special love and attention, because we as parents, we're mandated that we have to, you know, by law, we have to feed, shelter, and clothe our children. And if we don't, you know, we'll have sanctions against us. And the other things that are outlined in the book, those are extras. You don't have to do that, but you want to do that because you want your child to have a happy, you know, childhood and look back and have fond memories of their childhood and them growing up. So I think that's very important.
Should I give my children a hug?
You should hug your child every day. You should hug them every day. Read to them every day. Just tell them that you love them. Don't let a day go by without you saying that to your child. It's very important.
What are some more important things that a parent need to know while rearing a child?
I suggest to listen. Listen to your child and have an open line of communication. Don't let anything be a topic that you can't discuss. I mean, I know some things might make you feel uncomfortable, might even make the child feel uncomfortable sharing it with you, but you have to keep that line of communication open so the child will always feel that they can come to you with anything.